You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad you're with us. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So, the aftermath of yesterday's hearings with James Comey, we covered it in the immediate. We'll get some more perspective today and take your calls, 888-340-3373. The president also slated to address this in a Rose Garden ceremony. We may go live to it. And Nicole Malliotakis with something that the city should be focused on. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Surprising.
Oh, that's all we get?
That's all we got.
That's the president. That's his one-word response to the issue of James Comey. Let's go to the Rose Garden right now as the president is addressing what we believe to be questions about James Comey's testimony yesterday. Take a listen.
An excuse by the Democrats who lost an election that some people think they shouldn't have lost, because it's almost impossible for the Democrats to lose the Electoral College, as you know. You have to run up the whole East Coast and you have to win everything as a Republican, and that's just what we did. So it was just an excuse. But we were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true. Thank you very much.
Let's see if he has another question coming here. This is the first time the president has addressed these issues since Comey's testimony.
Thank you. And, Mr. President, if you could tell us, a couple weeks ago, President Trump was in Brussels at the NATO meeting, and not only was he encouraging NATO members to pay up the 2% required of GDP for national defense, but he also was saying that countries, even including yours, who had not paid 2% in the past, should make up for that difference. Do you think that's fair?
I was in Brussels. And I met President Trump, and I listened to his speech, and I liked it. Because, you see, NATO is based on values, but it is ultimately a military alliance. And, you know, military spendings are complicated, and you need a lot of money, because NATO...
All right, that's
strongest.
The president of Romania who is doing this Rose Garden press briefing with the president. He was expected to take questions about the Comey testimony, which we were able to get for you there at the beginning. This question that the Romanian president is answering has to do with the issue that came up with the NATO speech that the president gave a couple of weeks ago, in which he chastised other NATO countries in not paying their fair share, some of them for many years. In fact, more than 25, I think, of the countries were not paying their fair share, and it was discouraging for some of them to hear the president say that. But he was asked how he felt about the president calling him out, and you heard his response there, that he felt like it was a just thing to do. If he goes back to the issue of the matter of Mr. Comey, we may dip back in to let you hear what he says as the very latest. Kevin McCullough is my name. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. We had zero time for calls on yesterday's broadcast, but I would love to give you a chance to weigh in today on the testimony that was given by the former FBI director before the Senate committee yesterday, and to get your feelings on what you saw and also how it has been covered since then. Is the president speaking once again? Let's go back to the Rose Garden momentarily here.
You have a question?
Domnișoara Avramescu, TVR.
Okay, never mind. He's going to the Romanian press corps. So, see, sometimes it's live news as it's happening, so this is just what you get sometimes. 888-340-3373. Yesterday, we covered not only what Mr. Comey said, but also my reactions to it, and we brought you legal analysis from the Harvard constitutional and legal scholar Alan Dershowitz, and then also former prosecutor Katie Fang weighed in, but you did not have a chance to weigh in. Other people were weighing in yesterday or even today, and one of them is the former Speaker of the House, the minority leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi. She said that it was pretty clear to her that James Comey's testimony showed that the president needs to go to jail. Cut one.
He's not the president's appointee. So let's get back to what I said before. Charm, come to dinner, come to whatever that is, Trump Tower. Do you like your job? Can you be loyal to me? I hope you will do this. If you went to the White House and you were invited to the Oval Office with the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, and he told you what he hoped you would do, anyone who doesn't think that that is an abuse of power maybe has never been in the Oval with the President of the United States, especially one who has just cleared the room because he knew what he was doing was incriminating and he didn't want any witnesses.
Well, see, I don't know where she comes up with that last statement, that he knew it was incriminating. Because as the Harvard esteemed Democrat Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz demonstrated yesterday, and not just on our show, when he was off our show, he went to the Neil Cavuto show on Fox, and then I saw him on other stuff through the evening last night. The president has the right to tell not only the FBI, but the entire Justice Department to cancel an investigation, to direct them to do that, to say it would have been his right to say to Mr. Comey, I am instructing you to drop the investigation into Mr. Flynn. The fact that he did not do that seems to me to be a softer way of approaching what he wanted to see happen. And in that softer approach, I don't know how you get obstruction. I don't know how you get, he was intimidating. I don't know how you get he was directing somebody to do something that was against their will. He could have just flat out told them to do it. He was asking for Comey's cooperation in doing it. Let's go back to the Rose Garden one more time.
That you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let...
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
would be
glad
to tell him exactly what I just told you, Joe.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When is that?
Okay. Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow now? Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry. John, do you have a question for the president?
Yes. Thank you. And President Yohannes.
All right. So that's, again, in between. This is great drama playing out on the White House Rose Garden lawn today, because what you're getting is these reporters that don't care at all about what the president of Romania and he discussed. They really couldn't care less. Okay, you talked about a trade agreement. Maybe you talked about NATO. Maybe you talked about, the best place to eat when you're in Bucharest. Who knows? But what they really want to ask him about is these other things. And in one of the answers that we were not able to dip in on, he seemed to indicate that he will have further information on what the audio tapes that he referred to earlier might include in the very near future. And then you heard what, and Alex, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the reporter that he was referring to as John is from ABC News. I could be wrong. I didn't catch his name. But the man that was just chatting with him there was actually trying to press him on whether he would be willing to go under oath to basically dispute James Comey's version of events. And he said, without hesitation, he would be willing to do that. This isn't going away anytime soon, friends. We'll be here to cover it for you. 888-340-3373. If you've got reaction to it, 888-340-3373. In New York City, there is a race for mayor that not everyone in the world cares about, but those that live in the world's greatest city do. And someone who has perspective on this is one of the people that would like to be the next mayor. Nicole Malliotakis joins me next to talk about subways and infrastructure. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. In this economy, wouldn't you like to consolidate your home equity with your first mortgage? My friends Mike and Brian, you know them, Mike and Brian, Intercontinental Capital Group, will facilitate that for you. Just call them at 1-800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919, 800-300-8919. Write it down for me, 800-300-8919. And when you call, just understand, as I've always been telling you, Mike and Brian take it personally that the customer service that they offer is second to none. You're going to not be treated like a number. They're going to understand your story and help you to the max. And you should be checking up on your mortgage to give you that extra flexibility as often as you can, because you just never know month to month if you're going to be in a better situation. So call Mike and Brian today and get all of it. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919.
Smithtown Christian School is currently accepting applications for the 2017-18 school year. Located in north central Suffolk County, SCS features a diverse pre-K to 12 student body from over 40 school districts in Nassau and Suffolk counties. With high-quality curriculum, a qualified and loving faculty, and a commitment to help your child grow in knowledge and wisdom, Smithtown Christian School is the choice for parents looking for an education guided by a biblical worldview. Visit learnwithscs.org to register for one of their two remaining open house events, or call 631-265-3334 to schedule a private tour.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back. And let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is call Dr. Kerry Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your bloodstream, water weight that you're carrying, all kinds of things that they measure. And it's done 100% naturally. No hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com or 844-THE-DIET. This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you here. It is a busy news day, so we're shuffling back and forth between stories as we go, and continue to try to keep you updated on everything that the president was saying just moments ago. We will have more analysis of that coming up. Someone who is keeping her eye on things closer to the heart of New York City is someone who desires to serve that city in its one of its more important capacities, and that is public servant one. The mayor of the city, and she held a couple of pressers today talking about the importance of a crumbling transit system. And if you are someone that comes to New York, that wants to come to New York, or that lives in New York, you have seen for yourself over the last few weeks and months the way this has just gotten worse and worse. But mayoral candidate, Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis now joins me, and we're going to discuss it. Hello, Nicole.
Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you?
It's good to have you back with us. So what did you want to tell the press and the city of New York today about your concerns about the transit system?
Well, obviously there's almost a crisis situation in the city of New York, where we're seeing almost 80,000 delays monthly, as opposed to 20,000, which were, you know, back in 2012. Happening on our subway system. There are service interruptions, there are delays, there's overcrowding. As you heard on Monday, there were individuals stuck on the F train for about 45 minutes. It is becoming something that's critical. And like every city across our nation and our world, we need to invest in infrastructure. And what we're seeing is a situation where other cities, such as San Francisco, Paris, Vancouver, Copenhagen, and others, are investing in mass transit. And we're not seeing that type of investment coming from our mayor. And so what I was outraged about, and which most New Yorkers should be outraged about, is that he has the audacity to just point fingers at the governor. Yes, the governor controls a majority of the board members of the MTA. There's no arguing that. That's absolutely correct. However, the mayor has four board appointees, and we're not seeing them push back against the status quo. We're not seeing them ask questions about mismanagement of projects like the Long Island East Access Project, which is, by the way, that Long Island East Access Project, which comes to the heart of New York City, it is $6 billion over budget and 13 years now over schedule. We're not seeing them ask questions about this mismanagement, where money could be better used to upgrade the subway signals and the equipment throughout the city of New York. And so what I said today was the mayor needs to stop pointing fingers. He needs to be a leader. He needs to put forward more money, which we know he's been very good at spending at. He has increased the spending in the city of New York almost 25% in the short time that he's been in office, 3.5 years. We're looking now at a budget 22% increase over when Mayor Bloomberg left. And what we're not seeing, though, is the money being spent wisely. He's added 16,000 people to the city employment. You know, so now that's additional 16,000 people that have been added to the city payroll. He's added, just for himself, as personal or special assistants at City Hall, he's doubled the number that Mayor Bloomberg had to 264 special assistants that he needs at City Hall.
Who on earth, Nicole,
to invest in our system?
I was about to say, who on earth needs 284 assistants? I'd need an assistant just to tell me what all my assistants were supposed to be doing.
Well, he probably has that, too.
Well, I don't. Yeah. And the consultancy fees and the assistance and the way, like, I would think that a good manager could come into this job and, you know, kind of on par with what Trump's trying to do on the federal level, and kind of begin to look for ways where services are being duplicated, things are not needed in terms of expenditures, and begin to really pare it back. Then if you have, you know, an increase in your revenues, maybe your taxes go really well and you get a big windfall, then you've got money in the bank ready to do the necessary things that you've got to do. But I don't know how a mayor can justify rapid increase in expenditures like this and then watch the infrastructure crumble simultaneously. That's like a double grievance in terms of the way I think about what a public servant should be doing, especially one that has the kind of stewardship over an area that is as important as New York City.
Well, you know, a lot of these positions are always political patronage jobs that they're trying to help people out who help them get elected, but it's all political. And there's no reason why you need twice as many special assistants in City Hall than the previous mayor had, number one. But if you're just looking at the Department of Education, give nearly 2,000 people just on the central staff. I mean, the bureaucratic nightmare that the Department of Education has become, where we spend more per pupil than any other state in the nation, and yet when the money gets to New York City, it seems to not get to the classroom because of reasons like this. So it's really inexplicable. The mayor's job is really to just manage the city and look for long-term investments to prepare for the future, for population growth. And we haven't done that at all under this mayor. Again, you know, he's not investing what he should be to correct this nightmare of a subway system. And the reality is he's probably looking at it from a political view, saying, well, you know, if I spend the money now, I'm not going to get credit for it, because it'll be the mayor who's a decade or maybe two decades from now where we'll actually see the full system modernized and the improvements being made. But that's not what a mayor should be doing. He should be looking just to spend money in. Money comes in and money goes out just so you secure the next election, just because you can say, you know, throw money around. He should be actually planning long term. And it's very frightening when you see the subway system as it is, and the delays that are occurring and people getting stuck in there. And you're also seeing that combined with, you know, only $1 billion in reserves. He's bragging about $1 billion in reserves. I mean, the annual budget now is in, you know, upwards of $82 billion annually. And so we're hit with an economic crisis. We're hit with, God forbid, another terrorist attack. We are really in bad shape.
Hmm.
And that's, well, that is, by the way, taking into account the liabilities that we have as a city when it comes to retiree health and pension fund. That is another mess that we have to talk to for another day.
Well, there's going to have to be some attention to detail on the cleanup here. Nicole, where does Mayor Maliotakis begin when she walks through the door? How do you begin to address such a broad range of downfall?
Well, every agency needs to be looked at. The budget needs to be scrutinized. The programs that aren't working need to be thrown out, and we got to reform.
So, in other words, line by line, you got to do the hard work.
You got to go through it and see the metrics, what's working, what's not, and use money more wisely where you can.
Nicole Maliotakis is running for that mayorship, and she will be seeking your vote in the GOP primary coming up first. And if you want more information, it's Nicole for Mayor 2017. Is that correct, Nicole?
Yes, NicoleForMayor2017.com.
There we go. And I wanted to make sure that...
thank you.
Yeah, and sign up for her newsletter and give a gift if you're so inclined. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Lots of breaking news. Don't go away.
The annual Men's Conference at the beautiful Eddy Farm Retreat and Conference Center, Sparrowbush, New York, is Friday, June 23rd to the 25th. This year's topic, For Such a Time as This, Luke 10:2, will focus on helping men prepare so God can use them in leading their families and making a difference. Teen sessions age 12 to 18 are available. Recreational activities, father-son events, basketball, tennis, golf, and more keep the weekend active. Special rates for 12 to 17-year-olds. Group discounts available. One free for every 20 paid men. Eddy Farm will sponsor one youth for every 10-man group. Call 845-858-4300. 845-858-4300 or go to eddyfarm.com to register.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get your health-related questions answered live. Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free, and we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, June 14th at 5:30 p.m. To register, go to niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's niac.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you encouraged by the message of WMCA? Then follow us on Instagram for more inspiration. Just search AM 570 The Mission and start following us. Before you know it, our scripture verses and inspirational quotes will become a source of refuge as you scroll. AM 570 The Mission. When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%.
That seemed pretty, unequivocal. That was, I believe, a reporter from ABC asking the president, who was criticizing the testimony of James Comey yesterday, if he would be willing to go on the record under oath to refute Mr. Comey's testimony. And he did not seem to hesitate or
I don't know, have some sort of doubt about it. In fact, he went on to clarify a number of things. Cut five.
You told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could like.
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
I would
be
glad
to
tell him exactly what I just told you, Jim.
It's pretty unequivocal. So you have a he said, he said, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to what you think about where things stand at this point in time. By the way, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is also firing back after the issue of Mr. Comey's testimony came up yesterday. You know, it's been puzzling on my mind, and this is just something. You know, when you're a dad, and there's no doubt about this. When you're a dad, you suddenly play the role of judge a lot, right? So, one of them comes to you and says, "Dad, Jonathan did so and so, and da ba da ba da ba da." And then you know, Jonathan comes, "Dad, James said so and so, and da ba da." And usually it's what they don't tell you that I have to find out. Usually they'll start with where the other person did what was wrong, but they never tell you what happened prior to that, where sometimes they're incited to do something that's wrong. In that case, I punish both of them. I punish the one that did the thing that was wrong and the one that did the thing that was wrong that started the other one doing something that was wrong. But for people that want to be discerning, it's important that we not just just look at something and go, "Oh, okay, well that's what he said under oath yesterday, or that's what the president said today." We need to try. We need to test, and we need to verify what people say and what their actions do. How they comport themselves with their actions as opposed to what they say. The president also seemed to hint at the fact, and Mr. Comey said yesterday in his testimony that, you know, "Lordy, I hope there's some tapes." Why he did the whole fake Southern thing, I don't know what he was trying to do. But in his testimony, they were asked, you know, do you hope that there are tapes of your conversations with the president? "Lordy, I hope there are some tapes." Like, I think he's, where's he from? Somewhere up north. All of a sudden he was like, you know, in Aunt Ella's kitchen in the middle of Atlanta. It's like, what'd you just do? President Obama used to do that sometimes too, right? "Let me be clear. We are talking about ISIS today." And then he steps foot behind a pulpit and all of a sudden he was, Dr. Martin Luther King. It was just the strangest thing. But sometimes people do. They put on that strange, you know, strange affectation. I do it, you know, for emphasis. I'm a radio talk show host. I try to bring some color and some commentary to the matter. Anyway, the president did allude to the fact that he's going to have more to say about those supposed tapes. Cut six.
You seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When is that?
Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow now? Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
There's something about I don't even know what that means. Are there tapes and they say something that's going to support him? So he's assuming they're going to be disappointed. Does he not have tapes? What is? Who knows?
But it's just so funny how he keeps the whole press bay just going, come on, give me a little bit more, please. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumstances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But if you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources. And they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you to those of you who have been listening and have heard the cry of our enslaved brothers and sisters in Sudan. Because of your generosity, we have already been able to raise enough money to free 56 of the original 94 slaves that we were trying to help. The sad part is, after a couple of days of effort on this, we still have left 38 of our brothers and sisters behind, unless we help. Friends, for a one-time cost of $255, which you can break up over a couple of months, however you need to accomplish it is fine with us. But for a one-time cost of $255, the release for that slave will be secured. Are there now 38 families that would take a one-time challenge to match $255 to free a slave right now? 800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. 800-882-9935.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did in state court. The case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's Brooklyn Spine Center. For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us as the weekend draws ever closer. Just want to let you know that, you know, we stand ready to
to help you every single day, not only understand the headlines that are going on, but understand them from the perspective that you're looking for them from. I know that if you come to the Kevin McCullough Show, you're not just looking for just another talking head on the radio, that there's a faith component, a truth component, an accuracy component that you're seeking. And that's what we work very, very diligently behind the scenes every single day to try to bring to the fore. We're talking right now about yesterday and the ongoing response to the Senate hearing, with the president responding today, although very briefly, just to a couple of questions that were actually put to him at the Rose Garden ceremony that he had with the Romanian president this afternoon. But it was it's interesting because you basically had the entire press industry, the entire establishment of all that are in the press yesterday, coronating Jim Comey as having had this brilliant performance. And there were some things that just were such obvious inconsistencies. And I'm really quite amazed that no one picked up on some of them. And let me just give you one. There was a point yesterday where former Director Comey, and if you will remember correctly, he was the Attorney General for a brief period of time under President Bush's Attorney General, the former Missouri Senator. I'm trying to remember his name. But he had gone down in a health challenge and had actually been hospitalized, and they had made Comey the Deputy Attorney General. They had made him Acting Attorney General for a period of time. And there was this big conflict over whether or not President Bush should be advised to attack some al-Qaeda guys in our execution of the war on terror, and whether or not that should move forward. And Comey disagreed with the standing of the attorney general and disagreed with the position of the president, and actually tried to force the administration to take a different course of action. So much so that he tried to trick the administration into making them Ashcroft. He tried to make the administration think that he had talked John Ashcroft into changing his mind by trying to get him to sign something while he was in a quasi-coma state at the hospital. And it wasn't until John Ashcroft called President Bush and said, no, I'm of the opinion that you have the right position on this, Mr. President. And they had to, like, formally step Comey down. They had to tell him, back off. Because he was overstepping his boundaries. Friends, I that sounds like the same guy that's been in all of this mess for the last however long. So yesterday, he made a big deal early in the speech about saying that the president was a liar. He didn't give any evidence of that, but he said it multiple times. The president lied about me, lied about the nature of our conversations, etc. But he gave no evidence of something that the president had not told the truth about. Then later in the conversation, he was asked about why he had capitulated to Loretta Lynch on the issue of Hillary Clinton's emails and hard drive issues. And he actually admitted that Loretta Lynch, who was the attorney general, the superior to the FBI director, that she had actually instructed him not to refer to. Well, let's take a listen to it.
The decision to publicly go out with your results on the email, was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately a conclusive way, that was the thing that capped it for me, that I had to do something separately to protect the credibility of the investigation, which meant both the FBI and the Justice Department.
Were there other things that contributed to that you can describe in an open session?
At one point, the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me. But that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
All right, so the attorney general, his boss, directed him, he used the word directed him, to refer to the investigation into Hillary Clinton not as a criminal investigation, but as a matter. You may even remember Hillary Clinton got very defensive about being said that she was under criminal investigation, but that's in fact what she was. But Ms. Lynch said for him to label it something else, which was not true. He did that. He went along with that. That was a direct order by the attorney general. This president asked him, said, I would hope that we could get past this Flynn thing. I would hope. That's not a direct order. Some people can say, well, it depends on the tone of voice that he used. No, it really doesn't. Words mean things. You go look up words, they have meanings. Now, if somebody wants to read into something that they say, you can argue that, but they'll never stand up in court. What you have to have is the definition of the word. It's a pretty precise science, language is. Words have meanings. So if he says, I would hope that we could do this about General Flynn, that is not the same thing as FBI Director Comey, you will not refer to Hillary's investigation as an investigation, but merely as a matter. And while he said that President Trump was lying about the nature of their conversations, Loretta Lynch actually lied. And by extension, Barack Obama, but it was mostly Loretta Lynch, actually lied. And he didn't seem to have a problem with that at all. And no one on the panel yesterday picked up on that and pushed back, but talk about inconsistency. I mean, that's one that's got a hole so big you can drive a truck through it. 888-340-3373. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. Call 844-760-TRADE, 844-760-TRADE, or text the word TRADE to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
Remember the feisty prayer warrior Aunt Clara in War Room? The actress that played her, Karen Abercrombie, is coming to New York in a play called Ciao Bella. It's a musical drama about Anne Baxter, homeless and living on the streets in New York, whose message will remind us of the grace of God. See Karen Abercrombie live in Ciao Bella at the Sheen Center in Lower Manhattan. For tickets and information, go to sheencenter.org and click on Ciao Bella.
Mention WMCA and receive a $15 discount. Just use the promo code AM570.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and so excited to be able to tell you who won our Lord's Diamonds giveaway contest. You may remember we have been telling you about winning the pearl necklace. It is a A-plus quality Akoya pearl necklace with a 14-karat gold lock attached. And my friends at Lord's Diamonds, specifically Lady Anu, who is the proprietor there, who does her best to keep your jewelry needs at the first and foremost of her thoughts. She's able to work with anyone's budget. She's able to help you find exactly what you're looking for by way of the most creative, the most meaningful, the best cut, the highest quality, all for the cost and the price that you're able to. And she is really eager to help you and work with you. When you call her at 212-789-8500, you can also go to lordsdiamonds.com and take a look at what she offers there as well, lordsdiamonds.com. You can also join Lord's Diamonds on Instagram. I've noticed she has an Instagram feed. I follow that. I'm always looking for ideas for the lovely bride, etc. But we've been telling you for the last few days your chance to win, and I now have the winner's name in my little hands. So without any further ado, from Brooklyn, New York, Rosalyn Fleming. From Brooklyn, New York, you are the winner of the Akoya pearl necklace with 14-karat gold lock, and I think that you will just love this. It's a beautiful piece of jewelry, and it will really, I think, just enhance whatever you know else you have. There's something about pearls, at least when the lovely bride wears them, that just makes everything she's adorned with just look a little bit more elegant. And I think that's what the secret to a good pearl necklace is. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know jack about jewelry. I mean, that's the truth. That's why I need a new. When I wanted to buy something for the lovely bride a few years ago, I knew that the lovely bride had some really specific kind of ideas, and I didn't know the first thing about any of it. But with Lord's Diamonds, with Anu, I was able to get up to speed on the four C's of diamonds, learned all about how important those are and what you should do. So you're going to love working with Anu. She works with you, a person of whatever your budget is. She's able to really find you the highest quality for that dollar amount. And I've never had someone that has heard me talk about Lord's Diamonds that has gone and interacted with her and come away going, oh, man, that was terrible. Everyone that I've ever sent to Lord's Diamonds comes back and goes, Kev, Anu was such a joy to work with. Thank you for turning us in her direction. So if you know someone who's getting married, needing an engagement ring, maybe a diamond anniversary ring, maybe they just want to give a special gift to that someone just because, this is the place to go. Let me give you that phone number one more time. 212-789-8500. 212-789-8500. And if you want to talk to any of the clients that you hear on the show, a couple of resources for you. The station's website, obviously. But if you are on my website as well, thebenchthinker.com, I have set up a special directory of everyone that is in the Kevin McCullough radio world. And if it is convenient for you, you can click right through to their websites, or you can call them up on the phone numbers. I've got them all listed for you. But the proud partners that help Kevin McCullough Radio, you know, be with you every single day. We are glad to tell their stories because they are special, special people to us. All right. It was a big news week, and my guess is the weekend will be no different. So that means come Monday, we're going to have lots more to talk about. And I'm going to trust that you're going to be with us come what may, you know, to quote an old romantic song that, well, I gave someone a ring. Because of. Anyway, different story, different time. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great one. We'll see you Monday.